Well, I see so many dear and familiar faces here, and I know that many of you have heard the stories that I tell a few times. And on the other hand, there are some here who haven't heard them and who would like to hear them. So I hope you won't mind if I bring a few of them in and go over them again. But first, I'd like to read, to give us a little, rather a big theme, the seven realities of Meher Baba's teaching: existence, love, sacrifice, renunciation, knowledge, control, and surrender. Meher Baba's teaching gives no importance to creed, dogma, caste, or the performance of religious ceremonies and rites, but does to the understanding of the following realities. Now, the way this is printed up, the word understanding is in exceptionally large letters. I don't know whether you ever noticed that. But before I read the rest of it, you know, there's a paragraph in God Speaks where Baba says that understanding is not the goal but realization. So we may fall into the mistake of thinking that understanding isn't that important. But as we read through Baba's discourses and struggle along, we realize that understanding is of paramount importance. This is a part of our growth. And on these seven realities, they're numbered one: the only real existence is that of the one and only God, who is the self in every finite self. Two, the only real love is the love for this infinity, God, which arouses an intense longing to see, know, and become one with its truth, or God. Three, the only real sacrifice is that in which, in pursuance of this love, all things, body, mind, position, welfare, and even life itself, are sacrificed. Four, the only real renunciation is that which abandons, even in the midst of worldly duties, all selfish thoughts and desires. Five, the only real knowledge is the knowledge that God is the inner dweller in good people and in so-called bad people, in saint and in so-called sinner. This knowledge requires you to help all equally as circumstances demand, without expectation of reward, and when compelled to take part in a dispute, to act without the slightest trace of enmity or hatred, to try to make others happy with brotherly or sisterly feeling for each one, and to harm no one in thought, word, or deed, not even those who harm you. Six, the only real control is the discipline of the senses to abstain from indulgence in low desires, which alone ensures absolute purity of character.
Can you read that one again?
I've been asked to repeat the one, number six. The only real control is the discipline of the senses to abstain from indulgence in low desires, which alone ensures absolute purity of character. And finally, number seven, the only real surrender is that in which poise is undisturbed by any adverse circumstance, and the individual, amidst every kind of hardship, is resigned with perfect calm to the will of God, that infinite God, in his love, compassion for us, comes to us at our level as a man. How very wonderful. And that he brings the infinite reality with him. He is the infinite reality. And that our coming to him is a much bigger thing than we are able to grasp. because we are much bigger than we know. And we function at more levels than this gross level. And our coming to Him is an inner coming to the Divine Beloved. Even at the outer levels, when we think of Him in the personal sense of the beautiful man, the Divine Beloved, Meher Baba, even when we think of Him at that level, and ourselves at the level of the physical body, and coming to Him from a great distance, as we did in the past, many of us, from various parts of the world, to go to Him in India, or to go to Him right here at this very beautiful center, here. Even on those levels, our journey to Him began with the announcement that He would be there, and that we would be welcome to come. Already, something of us had started on its way toward or into His being. I say into His being because His being is everywhere. And it is the consciousness of His being to which we are being awakened. And journeying to Him is a journey into awakening. Awakening of the reality. By infinite ways and through all sorts of means, He tries to draw us into His being, into the infinite reality of His being, and out of the dream of the false in which we find ourselves more or less trapped. And this is His purpose, to bring us the true freedom of the Spirit, so that we will really experience that freedom which He comes to give. He comes to break off the shackles, to dissolve the limitations which bind us and make us think that we are a physical body or a limited personality enslaved by duality. He says you must become nothing. But by becoming nothing, it becomes possible for you to be aware of My reality, and in that you will share, because you are an integral part of it. Manyness is an illusion, and in the truth there is only the divine unity. And all of the conflicts we have within, the strivings, the gains, the losses, the desiring, the temporary fulfilling and disappointments, all of these things are based upon this illusion of a separate self. And He helps us to shed, little by little, the limitations which bind us to this illusion of a separate self. Coming to Him when He was in the physical body was a grand experience of this sort of thing. We at the time probably could not analyze it, could not realize what was happening, the great dissolving process that took place, and the fact that we found ourselves swimming freely in the beautiful ocean of His divine love. These were precious gifts which He so effortlessly gave to us who came to Him. They were temporary. They seemed temporary, like someone showing us, this is how it's going to be. This is what you will really experience. But then we would have to go back into the world and say, how did it all happen? How can I sustain that? Is it possible to continue in that, you see? And I feel that right now, even though He has some years since discarded His physical body, He continues to give those glimpses so that here and there and everywhere, individuals are inspired to make the effort to shed the false and to assert the real in His love. And this is the key to the whole thing, His love, His being. Because He is not only the way, but the goal. Not only the goal, but the way. And the moment we think of Him, we are already traveling, as it were, traveling toward the reality. This too is an illusion, but a much happier one than the one we are accustomed to. And it is a necessary step toward the experience of being free of all illusions. I can't speak of that, because I know nothing about it. But coming to Baba again, for me at least, was always coming to the very personal Divine Beloved. I came in the midst of much interior blindness and many, many limitations and faults and handicaps, and was always welcomed with great love as one of his dearest ones, as everyone else was welcomed as one of his dear family, because he knows that we all are suffering from ignorance, this malady, which he has come to cure. And he was never there as the terrible judge, but always as the divinely loving and most compassionate father. He gave us so many glimpses, however remote they were, I don't know, but they seemed to be deep glimpses of his inner being, of his love. He was able to, it seemed to me, remove some of the veils without having us lose consciousness. he said, he often said that he had to remain under many, many, many veils in coming to us. But even under those veils, he could never conceal the divine honesty, the divine purity, the radiance of that divine love and being, infinite being that he was and is. This shone through. It always shone through. And more than that, as I said earlier, when one came to Baba, one didn't stay on the outside and look in. In some mysterious way, one began to move into his being, was drawn into his being, perhaps without knowing it, without realizing what was happening. An inner transformation would be taking place, a great inner transformation, imperceptibly, but very definitely, and the inner storms would become calm. One would be able to breathe more freely and breathe deeply of the atmosphere of the divine love which he always radiated. In those movies that we showed last night, I regretted so much that they were unable to bring that tremendous atmosphere which always prevailed around Baba, of radiant divine love and truth. In the most personal sense, Baba came so far down to our level that he would utilize all sorts of little incidents to convey significance to us, to arouse us, to build up our confidence in him, in the outer and in the inner aspects of him, showing us that he knew our thoughts, our feelings, our dilemmas, everything about us, and responding in so many ways to all of these things. Touching us, opening up our heart centers,